U.S. Department of Agriculture climate hubs across the country aim to better understand how climate change affects agriculture and forestry and help people adapt. But the future of these hubs is uncertain. And as Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports, that's as farmers across the country continue to experience more extreme and unpredictable weather.
It's 10 degrees at Heritage Hill Farm in central Iowa. Except for some garlic sprouts poking out of the ground, everything is brown and yellow this winter morning.
I'm so ready for the day where, like, things are greening up and we're actually, you know, able to start working in the soil again.
That's Jessica Krupika. She runs this diversified vegetable farm with her husband, their two boys, and some hired help. Even as they look forward to spring, Krupika says that season brings new challenges with heavier downpours and big temperature swings.
So that really impacts certain crops, especially like the lettuce, where the temperatures, if they get just too warm, they just get bitter. So you have a unmarketable crop.
Krupika says they're scaling back certain crops, shifting planting dates, and adding more greenhouses to stay profitable.
With the climate change, we need to be more nimble.
Over three quarters of Iowa farmers surveyed by Iowa State University say climate change is happening. And the USDA created regional climate hubs over a decade ago, in large part to help producers adapt. Julian Reyes was the national coordinator for the 11 hubs for several years.
There was a lot of great climate data, for example, that existed at NOAA and at NASA, but there needed to be an in-between, right, to translate what that meant for farmers, ranchers, and foresters. And that's where I think the climate hubs excelled the best.
Last year, the Trump administration proposed cutting funding for the hubs in its 2026 budget request. Congress slashed the funding, according to committee notes in November, but just how much the hubs will lose is unclear. A USDA spokesperson said budget allocations are still being formulated. Reyes says the hub's annual funding was roughly $30 million before he left in 2024.
They definitely punched above their weight. For the amount of funding that they received, they delivered benefits to not only the USDA, but farmers, ranchers, and foresters. I was going to say threefold. I would say even fourfold.
Illinois state climatologist Trent Ford says the climate hub in Ames, Iowa, makes it easier to share information and resources with researchers and crop advisors across eight states.
We know that weather and climate and the impacts that they cause don't stop it at state borders.
He says the hubs have also played an important role in supporting local research. For example, he says he struggled to get funding from national scientific groups to study how warming winters impact apple production in his state.
They'll come back and say, well, Illinois is not really a major apple producer compared to like Washington or Michigan, right? But what am I supposed to say then to the apple producers in Illinois who are trying to make a living growing apples?
Ford says the Midwest Climate Hub helped him find funding to start the research, which led to a larger report about climate change impacts on fruit trees and vineyards in the region. Lori Nowatsky is the former associate director of the Midwest Climate Hub. She says the expected funding cuts come on top of massive federal layoffs last year.
I think the more prominent impact to the climate hubs has been the effect on the ability to keep staff and hire new staff.
Nowatsky was one of tens of thousands of federal employees who were fired last February. She was rehired with temporary job security and ultimately took a deferred resignation offer. Nowatsky found a research job outside the USDA, but she worries about early career scientists and widespread federal cuts to other weather and climate research programs.
To me, the greatest concern there is that we are going to have less robust weather-related services for farmers moving forward. I think that's almost a given, considering the changes that have happened this year.
Nowatsky says farmers will continue to experience more extreme and unpredictable weather, but they may have fewer resources to plan for the future. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.